views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. My goodness, we are having the intuitive angel reading power hour today. I have been receiving quite the emails and responses from listeners, and I want to say thank you to all of you that are writing in, and I encourage you to do that. We have listeners all over the world, so time zones can be very different and work schedules and things like that, and I love technology because nobody has to miss out. There's always an on-demand podcast over on transformationtalkradio.com right on the show page. So you guys can hear all of your favorite shows that way over there. They've really got it going on. They're such a proactive team. So, you know, a big shout out to the network. They're fabulous over there, and I'm saying thank you to them. And hello, Brian, my wonderful producer that's with us today.
Hey, Jen Royster, how are we doing today, my friend?
I am feeling real good in the sunshine today. We have had some cold weather down here in Virginia Beach, but we have a bit of a spring day today, so we're feeling good.
Good.
Everybody's been feeling a bit ready for spring to come, and I asked Spirit about that, actually. I asked, I go, what's going on? We seem to be taking a little longer, and you know, all the signs, there's all these answers, but honestly, when it came down to the energy of it, you know, winter is a cooling, calming time for rest. And I guess we needed a lot more of it this year. We needed more rest than we realized. So look at it as, okay, we will come into spring and we will move forward when we are supposed to and just go with it and take it as like, oh, I'm getting a little bit of extra rest time. So everybody that's getting a little bit of cabin fever, it will pass and we will move forward. Now, we have today, we're going to be answering some of the email messages that I received. We're also taking your calls. So if you want to call in, get into the queue, 1-800-930-2819 for an intuitive read and to answer some questions about what you may have going on in your life. And before we get started, a couple of things I wanted to share with you that I'm very excited about. Sometimes I'll just keep going and forget to share this. I'm like, oh my goodness. I've added over on my private sessions over on my website for those that do the private sessions. We've added a couple of options. And the reason I did this was because we do have people, and my client base is also all over the world, time zones, work time. You know, it's not always in the same 9-to-5 as everybody else. So what I have done is for those where it's difficult, because it might be 2 a.m. in the morning when I'm available for these private sessions, I've added the email private sessions where you can email and I'll respond and send that back. It'll still have you select a time because I want that scheduled on my calendar, my booking calendar, because I am allowing that time. That time is assigned to you, and I go into meditative spirit connection for you in that moment. And then I know that I'm not getting so many that I can't keep up. So it's a very good way for me to give that to people in other time zones that it's a little more difficult. You may not be in my time zone. So I've added that option to help you out. We also have the private ones in different length of time for by phone or Skype. And I've also added another one that Spirit just really prompted me on, and I'm excited about it. We are doing angel intuitive painting reads, and that's a private one. If you want to know a little bit more about that, I did a show a few weeks ago on that where I was actually painting right during the radio show. I will do that in a private session, and then I will sign it and send you a digital of your painting. It's your painting of your read along with your interpretation in a recording. So these are things I'm excited to offer you in addition to a traditional phone reading. So I want to give you that. Also adding a section, I've been receiving paintings from you, those listeners that were listening to the intuitive painting. They've been doing their own because this is something that everybody can do. I'm working right now on the website to add a whole section so we can put your intuitive paintings onto the website. And if you would like to share anything like a paragraph or two about your painting or your experience, please do. We're going to be putting that onto the website and adding that. So that's coming from you, the listeners, and I want to share what you've been inspired to do. These are a lot of fun and they have great energy. So if you would like to be a part of that, you can just go right over to the website. You can check it out and just hit the contact us. And it'll give you all the links where you need to send everything, and you'll be just fine doing that. Now, today, intuitive angel painting. I mean, no, not painting. Intuitive angel reading. Sorry. Yeah, I'm so excited about the painting. I was still painting in my mind. And let's start off with a caller because we've already got the queue filled, apparently. Oh, my goodness. And then we'll go back and forth with a call and then an email. We'll do it like that. So we're going right in here today to answer your questions. I want to know what you need to hear, what you want from Spirit. So I'm trying to help you connect here. All right, let's take the first caller. We have Deborah from Missouri. Hello, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, hello. Well, you jumped on it. You're smart to the calling queue.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. You're like, I'm going to get in there. Okay. Now, what can we do for you today, Deborah?
I was wondering how the angels could tell me how I could open my clairvoyance, my clear seeing more.
Your clair singing, is that what you said?
No, seeing, clairvoyance.
Clair seeing. Yeah. Oh, vision. Yeah. I gotcha. So
vision,
you're working
right
on your third eye.
Right.
You're working on your clairvoyancy. Okay. Have you had any kind of fragmented anything coming in at all? Because I feel like you've seen or you thought you saw. Are you catching flashes or something? I feel like you're doing that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm. At times, I see colors.
Okay. So, have you learned about what the energy of all the colors are?
Yes.
Fabulous, because you're right on track, because if you do that, that's going to be something that they're going to use to communicate with you on, kind of like a language between you and angels and messages. Now, what I feel is that instead of trying to concentrate too hard, and I'm asking right now for this because I'm like, what can we tell her right now? And I'm waiting for that response. But what I'm feeling immediately for you energetically, just kind of being in your vibe right there, is instead of trying so hard to see something, actually almost forget about it. Do almost the opposite. Because when, believe it or not, as soon as we try to see it, you know, it's kind of kicking in our physical sight, which is completely opposite of what we're doing when we have a spiritual sight, because our second sight is not of the physical. So it kind of keeps jumping back and forth. As soon as you try to see it, you're not going to see it. That's one of the biggest things for everybody working on this. The other thing would be look at if there's anything you fear you might see, because that's going to actually close it down a little bit. That's what I'm getting from Michael. I'm getting that from Michael right now. He's saying there's an interesting machinery going on outside my window all of a sudden. If you guys hear a buzz, I don't know, all of a sudden. all kinds of things going on in the neighborhood today. There's a feeling of a fear of what you might see. Like, it's like, I want the answer, but am I going to be okay when I see it, or is it going to scare me? Does that make sense, Deborah?
Well, at one time when I was really wanting to open it, and it started opening, mm-hmm. and I was really excited, but mm-hmm. I was reading on a website at one time. This is probably, 2 years ago or something like that. And this woman was psychic, and she was writing, and she says, "You don't want to be clairvoyant."
Oh.
And I
sharing her fear of it.
Yeah.
And if you are absorbing that, say, "I'm feeling that." Michael's saying, "Let me help you with that." Clearing away all the fear is going to open it back up, because angelic messages coming through, they're not going to do that if it's going to frighten you, because they won't do that.
Right.
He honed in. I gave it a minute to connect, and he was the one that came forward. He said, "Work with me, Deborah, work with me." Because you can open this, and you already do. It's almost like not trying too hard, and then also making sure it's not somebody else's fear, or, okay, I want to know the answer to this, but I'm like afraid of what the answer might be. That's counterproductive a little bit, but that's what you're fine tuning. And they said that that's going to start to flow through much easier.
Okay.
I'm going to have to keep going because we're going to break, but that was a good answer. That was a good question for a lot of people that are working on their clairvoyancy. So thank you for bringing that to the show today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling in. You're listening
Goodbye.
To the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're talking about intuitive angel readings. We're giving them, so stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
And I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, and today we are giving intuitive angel readings on the air. We're also responding to some of the questions that I've received from emails in the last few weeks, starting to get a lot of traffic of messages from listeners. And I really appreciate that. So I want to say, go over to my website, hit contact us, and send me your feedback or your questions if you're a listener, because I appreciate every one of you. And this show is dedicated to you today, to let you know that I'm listening to you. I hear you, and I love the connection that I'm feeling with you. Now, we're going to swap over. We just did a read with a caller, so hang on, callers. I see the queue is full. We're going to go over and grab one of the emails. I'm going to go back and forth. And this one I received a couple of weeks ago from a lady named Barbara. And she says, I listen to your program and other programs talking about angels and wonder why I cannot feel or hear them after trying many times. I am very spiritual and they must be helping me, but most speakers on these shows always say they can talk to the angels. Maybe you can explain this. Thank you in advance, Barbara. And I have replied to her more in depth on that answer. But honestly, what is an important thing to bring to this today for everybody that's got that question? Because when you first start working with this, and that was similar to the question from the first caller, because she's looking for that clairvoyance. If you're trying to do it like everybody else is doing it, I would say pull back from that. Because you're trying to, that's like trying to be cookie cutter of something else that's a mold. A lot of people that are doing this, like I am on this kind of platform or in this arena where we're talking to the masses, we have found that niche that works for us. I have people on the show that are guests that they do it too, but we may not do it the same way. And what I'm saying to you is, you're looking to find your style of connection, and there's many different styles. Your style may be more of a feeling, or you may be more of hearing, where Deborah, the first caller, she's working on clairvoyance, but she's already got other skills that are probably stronger. One of the quickest ways to start feeling that connection is to go with the natural style first. Go with what the natural style is. It's a workshop that I teach on finding your natural style. Then you can build the other styles of clairvoyance, clairaudience, which is hearing, clairsentience, which is feeling, or claircognizance, which is the knowing. You may already have this gift. Actually, not may, you do. Everybody has them. They just don't recognize that's what they are. And then you're learning a language. It's like learning a language, like Deborah in the first call was talking about the colors that she's seeing. For me, I'm seeing quite a bit in nature and the animal kingdom. And I have put together my own dictionary of when I see this, this is what this means. When I'm seeing a lot of books and stacks of books around people, I know this has to do with education when I'm doing read. So they've taught me a language that I understand with them. So I'm sharing that with you because you're looking to discover your own language with them. So that was from an email from a caller. So I wanted to throw that out there. And if you want to explore that a little further, let me know. But that was an answer for everybody on that. Don't try to be somebody else. Be who you are. This is about you feeling empowered, not being a clone of something else, because that's not what we are. We're all unique. We're connected, but we are unique. Now let's hop back over to the phone lines. We have... who we got next? Shadana from Virginia Beach. Ooh, my neighbor Shadana. Hello.
Hey, Dr. Jen. Long time no speak.
Yes, you know what? It's nice to hear from you. We are feeling a little bit more sunshine today, aren't we?
I'm so grateful.
Yes. I say neighbor because she's in Hampton Roads somewhere. I've never met her yet, but I'm going to run into you. I'm starting to run into people every time I go down to one of the shops down at the beach. And, you know, it's a place of holistic stuff. So I have to be careful with what I say out loud right now. But anyway, so tell me, what is your question?
Okay. If you can't hear me, okay, let me know.
Yep, you're coming through just fine.
Here, Okay. This year I'm working on making decisions that are for me instead of doing things that are based on my family and my children. So one of my main focuses right now is my career and relocating. In that, I know that I need a change and I know I want something different, but when I'm looking for jobs, it's hard for me to recognize what that's going to translate to in a job description. And so I'm having difficulty figuring out my career path, and I wanted a little bit of guidance on that and on relocating. If, you know, I'm thinking Arizona, I don't know if that's the best move for me, mm-hmm. but if you can give me some guidance on what to look for in my job search and the relocation, and when I'm asking for confirmation from spirit guides or angels, I have a trouble recognizing it.
Okay. Yeah, it's the second guessing that you're trying to overcome, because you have something that stays on your mind a lot. I mean, a lot, whether it's a location, if it keeps repeating. Okay, this is to validate mm-hmm. what you're picking up, because you're having trouble confirming and trusting what you're picking up. It feels absolutely like right. you're going to move west, but not quite as far as Arizona. I don't know why I'm feeling that, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm feeling a little bit more like in not quite Arizona. It felt more like Texas or closer to that, you know, like Texas, Colorado. Now, I'm not saying just go with that. That's what I was feeling. It felt like it was west, but not as far as what you're thinking, is what I felt.
Okay.
So when I say that to you, I'm getting a very strong, thank you. I'm getting this from Michael and from Archangel Samuel. He's saying, pull back and do some searches in the States a little bit, not as far. Okay. I mean, it's like, look in those states. There's something there with that. I mean, I'm really feeling that it's a state or two closer than Arizona, but it is out that way a bit. It does feel. Okay. It feels like it's not quite this year. Well, they're giving me all kinds of little details. You must have really done your homework, and so they're going to let me have you. Because sometimes they just say, I'm not giving you that specific. They'll just flat out tell me that. They're saying, not this year, but this year is the year of honing in and fine-tuning your true destiny and your true purpose. This is your true calling. You need this year to find out what that is. So that's why you're feeling this unsureness. It's actually a blessing in disguise that's kind of keeping you, what I call the blank canvas, keeping you in the holding pattern a little bit so you can fine tune that before you take the big leap.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that actually is a relief, actually. That I'm feeling a relief, like, oh, thank goodness you're stopping her before she jumps too far is what that's what they keep showing me. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I'm laughing. Yes.
You're laughing.
Yeah.
Wait, you're laughing. Wait. So that's validating something, because it was almost like,
yeah,
it was overextending, like the broad jump went too far or something.
Yeah, because I do. I get an idea and I'm ready to go for it. And I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing, so I don't want to jump and right. move too fast and make the wrong decision. And
because
it's not clear to me.
That's a pattern that you've done before, and it kind of backfired, isn't it?
Yes.
That's okay. So, yeah. Okay. Well, no. They've got your back on this because you've been tapping in and connecting. But when they're saying they're wanting you to look at the holdup, not necessarily as – that you're not getting answered, that is the answer right now. Hold up, slow down a little bit.
Okay.
So it's reading what you're picking up slightly different.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're thinking, does that make sense? It's like, I want to try to hone in on this. I want to understand what I need to do. I feel like I need to relocate. Yes to everything, but not quite yet. And it was a slowing down of the process. There's information and things that you're going to learn and discover that are going to bring your awareness in much more clearly before you make the move. And then when you do, you're going to be so glad you waited till you had that information. And that's them
perfect.
Watching your back. That's what, that's them helping you watch your, you know, they've kind of got that little harness on you. Whoa, Nellie, hang on a minute.
I need it. Thank you.
Yeah. So you're doing fine. Your energy is beautiful. And they, it's basically, you know, nurture that energy, hang on to it. You're going to have this opportunity to channel that into something amazing. Just this year, it feels like it's going to be next year on the actual physical move.
Okay.
And that is whether it's a job. It could, here's the thing. It could be a job in the West, but it's a telecommuting type thing where you're actually doing it from here.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Oh, no. I feel that. I must have just heard that. I've been doing that all week. My husband's like, stop it. He keeps telling me, okay, I'll answer him. And then he asked me, and he's like, you're doing it again. And I'm like, well, it's what I'm supposed to, it's what I do. Yeah, so that's a validation.
Where I work right now has lots of opportunities to work remotely. So I was wondering if that's something I should pursue first before I think about moving.
Here's the thing. Cast your net wide and allow the universe to show you all the opportunities that you'll be able to choose from, not the desperation of, oh, am I going to get anything at all?
Thank you. Okay.
Nah,
I need to hear
that. It's
going
to feel good. Okay, you're going to feel empowered that way, okay? Thank you so much for the call. We're going to take a break. It's good talking to
you,
Shadonna,
so
and let me know how that goes. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We are doing intuitive angel readings on the show today. Call in 1-800-930-2819. We will be right back after the break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we are doing intuitive angel readings today, and we are responding to emails that I've been receiving over the last few weeks. And we're going to go over to an email now, and then we'll come back and grab a caller. This email, I really want to address this one. I received it right before the show this morning, so I am not going to say the name. I'm just going to keep it general because this is a question that I know will help a lot of people. But she was asking very much about what the show is today. So it says, "For years I have been in pain all over my body. Most days it drains me. Can the angels tell me if it is really fibromyalgia or kidney issues or back issues? Thank you so much." Okay, let's address that. For one, angels can help you and guide you to finding and discovering the energetic root cause of anything you feel physically. I work with energy healing. And I am very much, I've seen it way too much. I mean, I work with people with all kinds of things, with illness. And as an energy healer, I have seen miraculous things when we go to the root cause of anything that's happening physically. Once it's physical, it's already manifested into the physical world. That's where the medical community comes in. That's where your doctors, and this is definitely not to replace that. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. It's already manifested physically. You've got to take care of it. But you want to go back further to actually heal the energy, creating the environment that your cells are responding like this in. So that is very much, yes, they can help you find the root cause of the energy that's causing the physical problems. Because when you get to that part of it, that is really healing from within, igniting the self-healing, the part of you that can create the miracles from within, absolutely. And while you're nurturing and healing what's already manifested physically, you can be working on the root cause, the energy, the issue, the emotion. Is it forgiveness? Is it trauma? What is the energetic pattern that's causing this ease in the body is what they can help you with, and what energy healing is about as well. But angels, absolutely, they definitely have been on my team routinely over the last, gosh, I've been in this since 03, doing this pretty regular. So that is the answer to that. So yes, but not medically, not just saying, oh, it's your kidneys and that's it. That's for the doctors to help you find. But they can help you find the energetic root cause that's causing this to manifest, to stop it from repeating. Because a lot of people, they'll get rid of it here, and then they'll keep, like, they'll go fix it medically, and then it pops up again, something else. That's because the energy is still there. So that's getting to the root cause of anything, as far as I'm concerned. So that's the answer to that question. And now let's go back over to the phone lines. We have, the queue is still full over there. My goodness. We have, let's see, Anna from South California. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Dr. Jen. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for holding. We have quite the list going on here today. So what
it's an honor.
Is your question? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too, Dr. Jen. I have two questions. I wanted to see if my angels could tell me what my career path is. And if I've been unemployed going almost a year, and I wanted to see if they, when do they see me getting a full-time job?
A full-time job?
Yeah, or a part-time job.
Okay. Okay.
I just need a job.
Michael is coming up right off the bat. He is, you know, the angel of life purpose, by the way. Archangel Shamuel is the career counselor, so to speak, kind of giving you that one step at a time. I just wanted to point that out to you. But Michael came right up to ask, he was asking a question back. He said, when you look back when you were working before, he said, this is important for you to acknowledge. When you look back when you were working before, what was your attitude, your thoughts? Did you love, did you not love something? Was it, was there a complaint? You know, he's looking for something that had a lower frequency. It has to be healed. And that's gonna catalyst things moving forward. Is that making sense to you?
Not really.
Something you weren't okay with in the previous job.
Yeah, because actually the previous job that I had, I loved it every day. It was like, oh my gosh, you know, I love my job. But I got laid off due to budget cuts. So it was more like I had no choice. I had to get laid off.
Okay. So that was like you felt very disempowered because that control was somewhere else. So that would be something you don't like. I mean, that would be obviously something there. So the job you liked, it was not having any power or control over what happened with the budget cut thing, right?
Correct. Right.
Okay. Nope. That makes sense. Okay. What that did, he's just leading me down this path too. Just bear with me. And I'm writing and drawing at the same time. My goodness. He said that created a feeling of disempowerment, kind of a helplessness kind of vibe. It's a bit of a shock because you're loving it and you're trying to understand it. He says at the same time, we have to heal and overcome that because it's time to pick up. He says it's time to pick up and not feel like something else has control over whether you have a job or not. And he said that lingering holding up. He said he also is asking that, have you looked to see if there's ways that you can take the talents that you had in that job and apply them in a different perspective, in a different arena, so to speak. Are you trying to back into the same kind of thing? He says that.
Yes, I've been applying everywhere and I have not been successful at it. So I'm at the point where I'm just like, I want to stop thinking about it. I just want to leave it alone because I have been applying everywhere, but I haven't been successful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it really feels like this has got to do with that disempowerment. Okay. Like feeling that you have no control over it. What you want to do, and he's just adamant about this. So bear with me. So it's, I feel like I'm pushing it at you, but that's the way he's doing it to me. So he obviously wants me to push it back to you. He is saying it is time to take your power back and claim that you have the perfect job right now. Claim it.
Okay.
I am happily employed. He's throwing that in there. I am happily employed. That is your claim and empowerment to take that back. He says, do this regularly. He said, and also that sense of just not wanting to think about it, that's actually them giving you a message to back off trying to think about it because the thinking is an energy causing a confusion with that. It's like surrender to it is what it is. I am happily employed. Whatever this illusion around me is saying, I'm not buying it. I am happily employed. And I mean, he is saying it just like that. And he's saying it's like claim it, totally claim it and go into that energy more. You're putting the applications out there, but it's kind of like releasing from being attached to, is this going to be a no again too? Is this going to be a no? Because you've had a lot of that energy. So you're having to overcome and shift that energy to a higher frequency. And yes, your career path is going to have slightly, now he's telling me a little bit more. It's going to have a bit of a surprise for you, but you have to open up to kind of like be okay with whatever happens because it's going to shift paths. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to take all the talents that you have that you're very, very good at and that you love, and you're going to be able to apply them. And it does feel like you have a few more months of hanging in there, but he's saying take these few months and really claim it. Really, really claim it, Anna, because what happened was tough for you because you were in your bliss and it kind of knocked you hard, and it did that to a lot of people with that budget cut thing. We actually felt that in my household as well with my husband. So yeah, I understand that personally as well. But I also know that as soon as you just quit trying, which was that message you were getting, it's going to ease and back up. Just quit. It's like do the opposite. It's like it's almost as if that side of you that feels like it has to be doing something needs to surrender that to your higher self, so to speak, and let it take over, because it knows exactly where you belong on a job, because you definitely have a lot of talent and a lot of beautiful gifts that you're very passionate about and feel very good about. And you know you do very well at that. You're going to be a gift. You're going to be a gift to an employer out there, but you've got to claim it. Then that is, I'm going to tell you, he came across like a drill sergeant there for a minute. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I have to go to break. But, you know, think about what I'm saying, because it's a very important catalyst for you right now, okay? And it really doesn't take long once you start doing that.
Okay.
All right,
well,
Anna.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jen. Have a wonderful day.
I love hearing the feedback from this stuff. Thank you for calling in that one. That was good for a lot of people. Thanks. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We will be back in a flash.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back for the last segment of the show. We have an email, and we can take one more caller. So let's go to that email. This comes from someone that listens. I'm going to keep it. I'm not always putting the name out there unless I have permission to do that. That's my respect to you. This is from someone that listens to the podcasts, you know, after they come out that way because of their work schedule. And I received several after we did the show on food, the power of food energy. Woo, that was a good show if you guys missed it. I had a lot of feedback from that and people having all kinds of things going on with energy, food cravings and, you know, stomach problems and all that. So that is your body trying to tell you that. But he says, I will be asleep when the show is on the air, but look forward to hearing it that night. I love your shows and always look forward to what you have to say. I want to say thank you very much in a humble way for that. He said, it would be nice if on one of your shows you talk more about talking to your higher being, because I may speak but never hear anything. Good question. The higher self, the higher being. For those that are new to that terminology, that is really that spark of God within you, that part of you. You know, in different religions, it's like the Holy Spirit within. The biggest thing with this is when you come from a upbringing or a background where God is outside of you and separate of you, you feel like you're talking to something outside of you. You're actually going within. You're talking to within yourself. So it's connecting to the side of you that comes from that place of pure light and love. That is that part of you that is God, made in the likeness, so to speak. So when we're, you know, that's what I feel from the question, is that it still feels like it's a separateness. That hearing will be within your own thoughts. It'll be within your own thoughts. You'll feel those nudges to change something, to stop something, to bring in something new. And, you know, it's gentle nudging. And, you know, some people think that their mind is nagging them to start exercising or stop smoking or something like that. It'll give you these gentle nudges. It will not be berating you like that when it's coming from your higher self. But just claiming, when you're feeling in a tough spot, like I was talking earlier, and I do this every day because I actually feel amazing if I do this every day. It's just even stronger the more I do it. And I just say, I am having a fantastic day before I even start my day, or I am, you know, in charge of this, I am the one, I am the presence governing, you know, my life, my everything. And I also do it before I do a read, because if I'm connected to this I am, this part of me that is the true spark, it's so easy to hear the angels and connect with them because they're part of this too. If I'm trying to do that from my ego side, it's not going to come across the same. It's going to feel hard. It's going to feel cut off. It's going to feel discouraging. So that is an explanation. It's not outside of you. It's not a hearing physically as much as it is. The thoughts will start to trickle in and you'll start to feel a change of heart in doing something different. You'll lose interest in some things and you'll start to gain an interest in a new area. That is how it will connect and communicate with you. Very gently, very, very one step at a time. So I wanted to answer that one and thank you for that email and all the emails that everyone sends in. And now let's go over to the phone lines. We have time for one more caller. This is Dora from Michigan. Hello,
yes,
Dora.
Yes. Hi, how you doing, Dr. Jen?
Hi, welcome to the show. And
oh, thank you for having
what
me.
What is your question for today?
My question is for my angels or spirit guide, whoever's hanging out with me for right now. I have been wanting to change paths in what I do as a career. And I am planning on taking a class coming up soon in April. And mm-hmm. I want to know what reading do you get from the angels as far as, is that what I'm shifting to, is this where they would like to see me go?
Okay. First, Michael's really strong in this show. He's coming in again, but we've had a lot of career questions, and that would be why, probably. But he's also the go-to with the confidence. He's coming right up, and he's saying, we want you to tell us what you want to do. Because the reason he says that is because they don't tell you. You tell you, it's being clear about what you really want.
Well, like you just said a few minutes ago,
the class you're taking is something you're very interested in. Is that correct? I mean, very obviously, if you're taking the class. But this is almost feeling like, wow, this would be really cool to do this. Is that you? or something
yeah,
you feel
I,
like
I
you
found
should
it
do?
Very interesting. I've been having in the last 7 years, a lot of spiritual stuff happening. I would have to say I'm one of the awakened ones. And mm-hmm. I've been leaning towards a lot of spiritual stuff, seeing the clairvoyance, clairsentience. It pops in and out. It's crazy.
Okay.
Out of the blue, I'll get something. And it's like, okay, to me, that's like, Dora, hello, it's been in front of you. You need to pay attention here.
Right. It's,
I just sometimes.
Actually, you're validating to me what he was saying. It's more of a, it's time to take this serious because this is a very important part of you that is wide open, just like you're saying. Now, it was feeling like the class is definitely on track. He is saying he wants you to look at it as, you know, back in the days when we were in school and it was just fun and we didn't have all the worries of what we have as a grown up. You know, mm-hmm. just go to school and it was easier. I mean, didn't feel like it at the time, but they want you to go through a phase of enjoying the learning and the fine tuning because you are completely opening up, but there's now the wisdom from the classes and the different mentors that you'll be working with that mm-hmm. will bring that in and fine tune you for success. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I've been doing practice reads. I've only done a few and I have to say it was quite enjoyable.
It's such a blessing to be able to do that. It is. I mean, I feel that all the time when I do it. I know exactly how you feel with that. But there's when I know where you are with this because I was at that point at one time in my life. And, you know, you're wondering, you know, okay. And this is more of a claiming it that you are, like I was saying before, if, you know, you are the channel. You are connected to your I am. It's like, so that was good advice for you actually doing this because I don't do a read without that connection. Why would I do that? Because my ego doesn't know what to tell you. Oh my goodness. I have to be, that is that channeling connection. There's a fine line with making sure that wisdom is in place because, and the ones that have gone before you can help you do that. So that's what the classes are about. And it's not like paying your dues. I guess that's a way of saying it, but not really. It's more of the wisdom and the balancing because many, many times when you go into this field too fast, you can get drained very, very quickly. And it can be very overwhelming. And learning how to balance and not get out of balance with personal life and things that you love and things that you're doing for others. There's really keeping that balance is very important because that's what you can give a person. You know, whatever's going on with you is what you're going to give them. And when you feel that you need the breaks, being able to take that, and for example. So, yeah, absolutely. The class feels right for you. I feel there's going to be a few more. I've got to go fast. I'm getting my heads up. We're about to run out of time.
Just real quick,
more?
It was a Reiki class.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said just as a real quick hint, it was a Reiki class.
Oh, there you go. Well,
I was going to start with that. I don't know why. Something drew me to it. I'm like, I'm going to take it.
Well, I feel like everybody, even if all you do is what I'm doing right here on the show, because I am a Reiki master and I do all that with energy healing. But I'm going to tell you what, they're all connected. It's very important.
Right.
So I feel like everybody should do that. I mean, everybody can do that. And it's, that's a very good core for you to start with. You're going to find that there's going to be other ones you're going to be drawn to. And you're going to get these dreams that are going to come in and just show you, you know, you're going to find these unexpected just interests in certain things. I feel that dream interpretation would be a very good one for you to look into as well.
I
feel that. And just enjoying the process of learning the new career. Because if you have chosen this, which it feels like you have, it feels like I have chosen this, the universe is going to bring in what you need for it to be successful.
Okay,
and you're on a good path. It's going to help a lot of people.
Now, can I ask you,
and you're
real
going
quick,
to help yourself quite a bit doing it as well. But I need to run, running
okay,
out of time,
gotcha.
And I want to say thank
you.
You
for I very
calling
much appreciate
in with
your
that,
time.
Dora.
Thank you. Take care,
everyone. This has been a fabulous show. I have really enjoyed talking to all of you. The emails, keep them coming. Go find me. Check me out over at JenRoyster.com and write me. Go see what we've got going on. I want to send much love and healing out to all that are looking for their answers. I will see you next week right here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.